AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A federal agency chief is suing President Trump over his firing.
The head of a federal agency that protects whistleblowers is suing President Trump, saying he was illegally fired as part of a massive government overhaul. Office of Special Counsel Chief Hampton Dellinger was told of his firing Friday. He alleges in a federal suit the firing's unlawful and violates decades of precedent over protecting independent agency heads from being removed without cause. Dellinger's suit comes even as Senate Democrats launched a whistleblower portal for government workers, saying they will support those who want to share anything about Trump administration wrongdoing, abuse of power, and threats to public safety. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A federal judge has found the Trump administration hasn't fully followed his order to unfreeze federal spending. U.S. District Judge John McConnell has ordered the White House to release all money. McConnell earlier ordered a halt to Trump administration plans for a sweeping freeze of federal funding. The administration says the pause was necessary to ensure federal spending fits with the president's agenda. 22 states are suing the Trump administration to halt funding cuts for medical research grants. Hamas says it will delay the further release of hostages in the Gaza Strip after accusing Israel of violating a fragile ceasefire. Israel and Hamas are in the midst of a six-week ceasefire, during which Hamas has committed to freeing dozens of hostages in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. Novelist Tom Robbins, who charmed millions of readers with Even Cowgirls Get the Blues and Jitterbug Perfume, has died. Robbins was 92. This is AP News. So what are the experts saying about the Super Bowl ads?
Super Bowl ads were full of comedy, celebrity, and absurdist humor. Famous mustaches deliver Pringles, Bad Bunny all smiles and Ritz's Salty Club, Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal and Hellman's Mayonnaise When Harry Met Sally.
I do not think there are many ads that people are going to remember in a few days.
Instead, Ad Age editor E.G. Schultz says,
I think the brands that tried to get a little more serious or emotional may have stood out because there was so much noisy comedy.
I don't always have all the answers, but I get the job done.
That was Google AI's ad for a dad going on a job interview. Schultz also says ads that lean into female empowerment hit the mark.
You can't fill a stadium, so fill that stadium.
That was Nike's first Super Bowl ad since 1998, celebrating women athletes changing the game. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.